Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, students, friends, family, everyone on the internet, let me take you on a train journey to Richmond Station to then get to the Australian Open. This episode, episode 83, we will talk about going to the tennis, we'll basically discuss this tennis tournament, why it is such a big thing, and I'll test my persuasion skills, because maybe by this episode, if you have not been to the tennis already, I'll do my best to get you to go to the tennis. Quick disclaimer, maybe not this year, because right now it's the semi-final stage and I believe the tickets are about maybe $500 plus. To be very honest with you, I have not checked, but I know that from here they get crazy expensive. So unless you're a tennis fan, maybe just hold up and go. And as you can see, well, and if you can see, I'll be showing you how you can go, how you can get there, and some of the reasons why I think the tennis is such a cool way or a really cool event. If you live in Melbourne, you should definitely come and check it out. And I mean, you may not be a tennis fan and you don't have to. I think one of the cool things about this whole experience is that it is one of those sports where you may not be a fan or you may not know much about the rules or what's happening, and then you could still enjoy it and have a great time. There is probably one major disadvantage when I think about the tennis, but I'll come down to that disadvantage later on, because there are so many little sprinkles, little good things that make the tennis or the Australian Open worth it. And you'll hear me say that phrase a lot. I think this is probably a quick mini pronunciation lesson or vocab lesson, if you wish. And it is that while the tournament is called Australian Open, I mean, you could say, or you can ask anyone, hey, have you watched or have you been watching the Australian Open? Probably, if you want to sound more like a local, or you would hear Aussies, more Aussies would usually say, or people would normally just say, sorry, the tennis. And when you say the tennis, it simply means that, the tournament, right? And it is a really cool way to start the year. Usually, a big plus is that we have really good weather. I mean, it's in the probably middle of summer. And looking at the bright side, you get amazing weather when you go to the tennis. And probably the bad news or the sad news is that from here on, it starts to slowly cool down. And then that's when we know that we're going to head into the cold winter season. And well, look, let me just not talk about that, because I really like summer and I want to keep the episode optimistic. I want to keep the episode happy. And by the way, talking about being optimistic, I hope that all of you are doing well with your New Year's resolutions, because it's almost the end of January. Oh my goodness, we're gonna blink, and then I have to be organizing the Valentine's Day special for the podcast. But coming back to the tennis, as you probably have been watching, or as I'll tell you in a second, there are a few ways to get there. Probably the most efficient, the quickest way is by taking Tram 70. But that's not what I'm doing. I went to Richmond Station. And then from Richmond Station, you walk past or you walk down Olympic Boulevard. And this is a pretty nice walk. I would say a good 10 minutes maybe. And the cool thing about it is that you just pass next to, what was the name? Oh, Amy Park. You pass next to Amy Park, and then you start seeing all the other stadiums like John Cain Arena. And I think, I mean, a good thing is the fact that it's such a nice view. Well, I think it all depends where you're from, but at least in my case, there are not many stadiums back from where I'm from, where I grew up, like Amy Park. So for me, Amy Park is such a cool stadium, and every single time I walk past or I pass next to it, I just look at the stadium and I think, oh, this is pretty cool, especially at night. So with the tennis, once you start getting close to, once you pass Amy Park, you start passing John Cain Arena, then you know you're almost there, and you'll get to Rod Laver and that main area. Well, of course, you also have Margaret Corderina and all these other ones. And I think something that is good practice, good pronunciation practice that I should tell everyone. I don't know if this has happened to you guys, but I'll share a very quick story. And it is that you remember the very first time I went to go and check out the stadium, basically. I think it wasn't even the tennis tournament. And I was asking some tram driver, hello, I want to go to Rod Laver. And maybe it was me pronouncing the R, or maybe I did something wrong, but most people say, sorry, what, mine? And then he's like, oh, yeah, Rod Laver. So probably that's another thing that you can do to sound a bit more Australian. You've got the tennis, and the next one is Rod Laver. If you're watching the video here on YouTube, you'll see that there is not many people around. And I think this is probably one good tip that I should share with all of you. And it is that what you are seeing, or basically for those of you that are on Spotify, the let's say that this time it wasn't as full as it normally is. And I did this on purpose because usually the Australian Open has got this, how should I call it? It's almost like, not a warm-up, but the whole tournament, the whole event starts usually, I would say around, let's say, I think for this year, it was around the 17th of January, or around that time, let's say, or like the third week of January. But if you go to the tennis the week before, you could actually get ground pass tickets for $10. This is as of 2023. And a part of me thought, look, I cannot let this opportunity pass by, because when you think about it, compared to the regular ground pass, this is my inflation shock moment. I remember that it used to cost. The ground pass is basically, let me rewind a second. When you go to the Australian Open, you have different options. You can go to what it's called the ground pass, where you basically get to enter to the tennis area. You get to see all the shops, the New Balance, Ralph Lauren. You go around the courtyard and you get to see all the different areas around the stadium, right? You also get to enter around the Rod Laver Arena area, as I'm showing in the video now. For obvious reasons, you can't enter the stadium itself, but you could technically enter and walk around everywhere. When you think of the main courts, you've got Rod Laver Arena, Margaret Court Arena, Kia Arena, and what was the other one? John Cain Arena. I think it's those four. And again, usually the better players or the best players would perform or play in those stadiums. When you get the ground pass, you cannot enter those arenas. I think the only one you can enter is Kia Arena, and I think it's probably on the first and second days. So the thing is this, you enter the ground pass to be all around, and then you can go not to the main stadium like the one you see right now. Sorry guys, if you cannot see this, you need to go on YouTube and check out the video. And of course, when you do that, don't forget to subscribe and to like the video, because that helps the podcast, that helps the episode. Leave it a thumbs up. And as I was saying, the main thing with the ground pass is that you do not go to the, let's say, the nicer stadiums, but you get to go to all the smaller courts and then basically see different players. And you would be surprised, because sometimes you can find top, maybe let's say 50 to 20 or top 100 players, maybe not players in the top 10, playing there. And that's already pretty cool. You can go around and say, for example, take the epic, the iconic AO sign photo that you just looked, that I just showed you a second ago. And that, there we go. And that makes it really, really special. So with the ground pass, right, at least this year, in 2024, the ground pass cost is $65 Australian. From memory, 65 or 60. But then if you go the week before the tennis starts, it costs 10. Listen carefully. $10 Australian to get to do what I'm doing now. enter the tennis area, walk around, you can go to some of the shops, and as you can see, it's not as busy, it's not as packed because, well, for obvious reasons, right? You don't get all the best players, you don't get to watch as many games because the tournament is not officially, I mean, it has not officially started yet, but there are also certain games you may get to watch. So I think, well, not I think, sorry, I ended up watching Carlos Alcaraz and Casper Ruud. This was a charity match, and I think it went for 2 sets from memory. Now I can't remember because when I went to the tennis, the other reason to go to the tennis was to also film and go around. So my apologies, tennis fans, because I cannot tell you precisely. But the cool thing was that the game that I'm talking to you about was probably around $30. And all in all, I spent $40 and I got to go to the tennis and watch some nice players play there in one of the better stadiums, or like the best court, basically, in the Rod Laver Arena. So if you ask me, it is extremely good. If you like discounts or if you like to find a great deal, I mean, this is great value for money. Another thing is that if you are someone who likes to, let's say, buy for yourself or to get, let's say, some souvenirs or a few things like a bit of clothing or basically anything that is from an event. So let's say, for example, that you go to a concert and you know you want to be getting a shirt or you may be getting a band, a headband, I don't know, a hat. It really depends, right? Because different events have got different merchandise. But what I'm trying to say is that if you are someone who likes to get merchandise at events, probably going to this $10 ground pass would be extremely good value for money just for the peace of mind of shopping or buying your things without too many people around. I think this may not apply to everyone, but as you can see on the video, there are not that many people around. It's a pretty relaxed experience, and I would highly recommend it. It's a bit different from the whole tennis vibe. It is great that now we have some of these, let's say, pre-COVID levels, because I still remember when we had, probably that would have been around 2021, where we had the tournament. I mean, it did take place, but there was no one at the stadium, and obviously it's not the same. I think we can all agree the same thing happened with soccer and other tournaments. So it's really good that now it's extremely full. I did go again, but that second time, despite bringing with me the phone, it was a bit more difficult to record because, well, as a good Latino, I was a bit late. And there were a few things that happened that made it a bit more tricky. But all in all, I highly recommend going to the tennis. As I was saying before, it's got a really nice atmosphere. But before I keep going, I think I need to tell you 2 things. One is that if you like getting nice deals or if you want to get nice discounts, then I highly recommend you check out or you get in touch, because in a few days, actually, next Monday, I'll be starting my PT and IELTS preparations course. Basically the IELTS and PT courses from February. So if you didn't get a chance to come in January, then in February could be the month when we study together and we crush those exams. Now, probably the only disadvantage that I can think of the tennis is the fact that you need to be very quiet at the court. So if you are someone who has watched, let's say, different sports live, such as, let's say, soccer or football, I should say, football or footy or basketball, then these are sports where when you're in the crowd, you get to, you know, be a bit loud, a bit noisy. And on the tennis, it's actually the opposite, basically. I was going to say it's quite the opposite, because you cannot be, you know, you cannot talk, basically. You can talk in between points, but it's almost as if you go and you watch a movie. You're not expected, or you shouldn't talk too much. But putting that on the side, As I said, the facilities are amazing and it is just a really nice experience. So I think everyone should go to the tennis once in a while. And it's got also something pretty cool about the whole experience. And it is the fact that you get to see all these really good tennis players. And who knows, maybe you will be like me or like some people that I've met that basically start going to the tennis a little bit here and there. And then it becomes almost like a tradition. So every year, whenever you get a chance, you go and maybe watch one game. Or maybe you go to the ground pass. And it is not always just about the tennis. I would say it's the experience around going to the tennis, getting there. As I'm showing you, you can just basically go and walk back to Richmond Station. But you could also even take the other side. And if you go, you could also get to see the MCG, and that's also pretty cool, and it is a nice walk, and you've also got a beautiful park next to it. So I think it is a place definitely worth checking. Another problem that could happen is that as you're going there, you may find some hidden gems. And for example, in my case is that maybe you have seen it if you're watching the video, but Slash is going to come to Melbourne in February, so next month. Now I need to go and get my tickets. And I wouldn't have known that Slash was going to come to Australia or to Melbourne if I hadn't been to the tennis because, well, you know, it was shown there in one of the posters. So, again, amazing views, nice experiences, and all in all, it's just a good experience, a good way of doing different things. Probably this is one of the things that makes Melbourne the sporting capital of Australia because you get just so many options. A lot of me feels that now that I'm doing an episode going to the tennis, maybe my homework has to be to then do or basically record an episode about all the different sporting events. Now I want to maybe go to the MCG or do an MCG tour. But more than that, maybe the Formula One. Or what would be another big sporting event? Well, of course, the footy or even the cricket. But I feel that maybe you guys are not that much into cricket. But who knows? Who knows? We can make it happen. Let me know. Let me know what you think. And also let me know if you have been to the tennis. Let me know if you are someone who likes to go to this type of events. Do you go to most sporting events? Or maybe you're someone who goes more to concerts. I don't know. I'm curious. For me, it's actually the complete opposite because, as I told you, where I grew up, there we didn't have these many stadiums or these many things happening. So for me, it's such a cool experience, and I take every opportunity to go to these places to do or to watch certain or these sports. Right? And then you may find that you end up enjoying the sport much more than what you think. But of course, there are some, this may not always happen, because I think a good example is Formula One. Again, I'm not an expert in Formula One, but this is coming from someone who doesn't know much about cars and the whole race with Formula One. But a big difference between the tennis and Formula One, as I mentioned before, is that I get a feeling that with the tennis, you know, or with basically any sport, you sort of know what's happening. But with Formula One, probably you need to spend a lot of money to be sitting up quite high or being in those nice spots to get a nice view and basically see what's happening during the race. Because usually, or at least when I went to the Formula One, I was basically next to one of the corners, and all you hear is extremely loud cars, which is pretty cool, but it's like vroom, 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 vroom for like, I don't know, a few hours maybe, or for quite some time, but you cannot actually see what's happening. But in the tennis and the footy, the football, all these places, you do get to see more. So that's probably something that as a spectator or as someone who's in the audience, maybe that makes it more interesting. So I think by now it would be extremely worth going and checking the tennis out. probably do what I'm telling you. Maybe check out next year's Ground Pass. I think you will enjoy it. And well, if you are not in Melbourne, that's also your homework. You need to come to Melbourne and you need to come and check out the tennis. Then our homework is going to be to then visit, for those of us who live in Melbourne, we have to now go somewhere else in Australia to check it out. And I hope you enjoy this video. It's a little bit different, and it's been cool not only recording the video for you, but also, let's say, making the video for you. I'm working on my filming, or my, however we want to call it, camera skills. I hope that you enjoyed this video as much as I did. I hope you enjoyed episode 83. And I'll see you next week. If not next week, I'll see you probably the following one. And thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in for this podcast episode. Take care and bye for now. Boom.